Welcome to The Clopen Effect, a retail podcast. Thanks for hanging out with us today. I'm your host, Meredith.
And I'm your host, Cass.
Let's have some fun. And we're ready. So I just got off of a 5-day vacation.
Yeah. That was nice.
I went to the city. I'm jealous. With my my mom, my aunts, my cousins, my godmother. It was so fun. It was
so fun. Looked like a lot of fun.
So I
went to a crappy Sox game.
I know. It was
Cubs
tough.
Fans over here.
I took one for the team, quote unquote. I just ran upstairs because I said, I got to go get the charger for the laptop. And I then on the way up, I'm like, hey, you want something to drink? You know, so I go up there, I get you your water. I come back down. I'm like, forgot the charger.
The one thing you went up there for.
You know what? It's total karma because we were at the hotel on Saturday,
yeah,
and we were all getting ready to go out, and my mom and my aunt forgot their masks, like, in the hotel. Or,
yeah,
like, we were in another hotel room.
Right.
We were hanging out with my aunt. And so we all walk into the hallway. My mom opens one door. My aunt opens another door, like, into their rooms, and they both give me this, like, why did I just come in here? I'm like, go get your mask. Go get your mask. It was so funny. But that's what I get because I went upstairs and didn't get the charger that I said
so
I was
funny.
Getting. I'm like, I got to go get the charger.
You guys had cute t-shirts made too for your trip.
My cousin made those.
Those were so
yes,
cute.
Yes.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
So Today I come home from work, you know, before I came over here to do this, and Johnny tells me he wants meatloaf for dinner. So I'm like, all right, you know, I can whip together a meatloaf real quick. And he tells me, because I'm like, what'd you do today? He's like going through DVDs at home. And I'm like, what'd you do today? And he's like, it's too hot. I can't do anything. He's like, I tried to work outside. I tried to work, you know, in the garage. He's like, it's awful. I was sweating. I'm like, I know. Tell me about it. So he says, yeah, I went through every single one of your cooking magazines and your recipe book looking for a meatloaf recipe. And I was like, there's no meatloaf recipe. Who has a meatloaf recipe?
Not me. Not this man.
You just throw the shit in the bowl with the ground beef. You pat it out and you throw it in the oven.
That is so funny.
Who has a meatloaf recipe?
What did he say when you asked?
He just laughed. Like,
so since you're home, can you make me a meatloaf?
I know. I was like, all right, I'll make you a meatloaf before. Hey, Ma, I'm meatloaf.
So we were talking offline about salaries.
Yes.
And because people want to know what everybody makes, right?
Well, and you know, and it's not even necessarily that people want to know, but it's like, why is it such stigma to not know what your equals make?
At my last job, they told me you cannot discuss salary with anyone.
Which is
bullshit. It could be termination.
That's such bullshit. That is like, that is corporate America for you. Like, tell me you're from the United States without telling me you're from the United States.
Yeah.
I can't talk about my salary with my coworkers. It's your own fucking personal business, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, so what, they think we're all going to riot and demand more money because this person makes more money? Well, maybe we should.
Yeah.
I think it should be completely normal. And if you don't want to talk about it, you don't have to. But why is it so bad to do?
I don't know. This brings up thoughts of when people come in, they all have different backgrounds, right? They all have different where they've been, experience. And so I know that companies will start you with, you have 4 years of school or you have a master's or you have this experience or whatever. So there's different levels.
Yeah.
But I think that companies should have like a 3-tier where it's not, you're not getting what we called gaslighting, right? Oh, if you can't talk about it, you know, or else you're going to get fired.
Yeah.
They could have 3 tiers where, okay, so if you have a master's and you have 7 years experience,
you start
you're
out at the third tier.
You're going to be on the third tier.
Yeah.
You have a bachelor's or an associate's and maybe a few years experience.
And
you're
on
the second tier. You only have experience because you're still a student or you're just have experience.
Right.
You're on the first tier.
Right.
And it's the same for everyone that comes through. And so it's a $10,000, $20,000, $40,000 difference.
Yeah.
And so then everyone knows what they make and you don't even have to worry about talking about it because you know what tier someone's on.
I almost disagree with that because schooling doesn't make you smarter, you know,
right.
You know, obviously, yeah, maybe there are some jobs, you know, to be the CEO
of
a company,
many jobs,
But, you know, I've heard of people losing their jobs because they worked these jobs for 20 years. Now, all of a sudden, they require a degree for that job. And you're telling me I don't know how to do the job because I didn't go to school 20 years ago?
That's very true. That's very true.
So it's kind of, you know, and then you come into an issue where somebody has been working there for 20 years. So say they make $50,000. And then this person comes in with a master's degree, but no experience, right? And they're going to make more than you for a job. Yeah.
Without knowing what you do and you're training them to be your boss.
You know, sometimes it just takes experience, you know?
Yeah, I agree. I agree. So I mean, I've been hired on experience alone. They didn't want to know anything else. They wanted me to bring in the experience that I have.
They wanted you for what you know.
Now, I guess my question is, they offered me a salary with only coming in with experience. That's what they wanted. But if I had that master's degree in business,
then you would have gotten more.
Would I have gotten more?
Yeah.
I don't know. It was never a conversation.
Yeah.
Because there was no tears.
They knew you didn't have it. So
yeah. not tears meaning crying because I have to work, but tears. Yeah. Levels.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't understand why people don't talk more about what they make, you know?
Well, and this was brought up because the person that told me is kind of a gaslighter and very negative and that.
Yeah.
So that wasn't the only thing that they would say. Like, you know, you can't talk about, you know, whatever else it was. I can't even think of now. But yeah, it's just,
it's stupid.
Yeah.
I hate, because I'm the TikTok queen. I'm always on TikTok. Mm-hmm. And these people get fired at their jobs for making TikToks that expose the companies they work for.
Oh, no kidding. That's why we don't mention anything on this podcast.
So it's crazy, these companies. So did you know that Chili's and Applebee's, their servers have to tip out the kitchen?
I did know
this. The waste, the bartenders, the bussers, and the food runners, right? Sometimes these waitresses are walking out with a negative balance. Wow. A negative balance. If they made $100 in sales, they automatically have to tip out, you know, say 20% to this, 20% to that, 30% to that. Why are these companies getting away with making the waitress pay the staff?
Yeah. I was just talking to our one friend over the weekend, and someone that she knows works for a company where anything that comes on the credit card, they put it all together.
Right.
And then the owner divvies it amongst the five or 10 people. So one server could get a tip for $100, but she's splitting that among the 5 or 10 people that are working.
So she ends up getting $20.
If that, Yeah.
That's bullshit.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what the thought process is on that either.
And then, so everybody's like, you know, like I always try to tip cash. So then at least I know that goes into their pocket because it really is. It's sales though, right?
You're right.
So if you personally ring up, say $1,000 in sales, that's what they force you to tip out on.
Mm.
So it doesn't, even if I tip her $100 cash and my bill was $500 and I gave her $100 cash, she still has to tip out on that $500. It comes out of all of her credit card tips.
Oh, interesting.
That's disgusting.
I wonder what restaurants would do if they paid their people a percentage of what they made. So you have someone that's super great at sales, gets that extra drink, gets those appetizers, gets that dessert because she's going to get 25% of her whole night's
That's sales. Actually a really good idea.
I'm wondering,
you know, because people say,
would the restaurants lose out though? I don't think so.
No,
because
of course not. They don't pay their people anything. Their people rely on freaking tips.
I feel like
it would
be similar to going to a department store and they say, do you want to open up a credit card?
Yeah.
Because you get 10% of whatever that sale was for the time that
they... We used to have credit card competitions.
We did.
If you sold credit cards, you could win a gift card or a free coffee or a free soda or a free lunch, you know? So yeah, why not do it that way?
Yeah.
That's actually a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
Because so right now we're boycotting Applebee's and Chili's.
Yes. Correct. Although
nobody
I really like Chili's.
I do too. I do too, damn it. They're 2 for $20. Me and John get big old burgers and an appetizer and a dessert.
We have the best black bean burgers.
Damn it.
The spice on it's amazing. But we're not going.
We're not going. Let's order Chili's to go okay. after this.
Sounds good.
But yeah, I think it's absolutely disgusting. And people who say, oh, well, if they raise the server's pay, the price of the food will go up. Well, if you're not a shitty tipper, you're going to leave that money there anyways.
Yeah.
So fuck you.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I don't care. I'll pay $14 for a cheeseburger if I know that the waitress or
is getting a certain percentage of that $14.
Or is getting paid, you know, $15-$20 an hour.
Yeah.
I would gladly pay that.
So would they, you think they would ever go to where they pay a salary and then there is no tipping?
And there is no tipping. Yeah. Why can't we do it? We're literally the only country in the world that
does tipping.
That. Yeah.
I thought I read somewhere that in other countries, certain countries, if you tip, it's actually showing that you think they need money.
Right.
You so look poor today. I'm going to give you money. And it's an insult.
It's an insult.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in Costa Rica, like I was shocked, like, cause the food there is so cheap, you know, you find these little like
huts or whatever.
Go to, and we're like talking to our guide, Alan. And we're like, hey, are we, you know, do we leave a tip? And he's like, oh, if you want to. He's like, but that's the bill. That's all you pay. You pay.
Yeah,
the bill.
Like it was like, I don't know what
and
you
we
mean.
We were shocked,
but,
you know, like really? You know, yeah. And they're like, no, they get paid to work here.
Yeah.
You don't have to supplement their pay. Wow. What a fucking idea.
Yeah. You know, even when I got a few weeks ago when I got my stove.
Yeah.
I asked the guys, I'm like, can I throw you some cash? Like, because I wasn't sure how that worked. Of course, they were both like, cash?
Yeah.
You know, throw them each a 20 or
they're
whatever.
Like, we're not supposed to.
But I asked, though, to be polite. I mean, they had the option of saying
I did
no.
It. I went and got my,
gonna say no.
I got my headlights changed and I was like, here's a couple bucks. Thanks for it. And they're like, oh, no, we can't take that. You know? And I'm
yeah.
Like,
I know some of the pickup and delivery
really?
People are the same way. Yeah. Some companies say absolutely not. I know when I worked in the bakery, we would make, you know, nice cakes. Well, I wouldn't personally make the cakes, but obviously I had someone that was amazing at it. Or just getting the order right, or just being there for the person. And this woman walked up and she said, well, can I throw you some money for your team? I said, no. I said, we can't accept tips. Do you know I went to go take my apron off and she had thrown a 20 in there?
Stop it.
So I gave it to what were they called?
The cash office.
The cash office.
Yeah.
Because a month later, if no one
claimed it,
quote unquote, I could go back. I ended up leaving it there, but I mean, it was only $20. But
it's not worth losing your job.
It's
over,
not.
Which is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
I mean,
for my thought, I mean, if this woman wanted to hand me 20 to share with my team and maybe buy them a couple sandwiches or something.
Yeah.
Why not?
Why
but I just never did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or the special orders. I had, there was a cleaning company that would order pallets of Windex or pallets. This was years and years ago.
Yeah.
And so I would order it through the computer and she would come and meet me and she'd have a truck and they'd have to break down the pallet. And I would help break down the pallet and she'd put everything in her truck. She always tried to throw me $50. I said, I can't take it.
Yeah.
She goes, well, who am I going to give this to so that you accept it? I said, I can't do it.
Yeah.
She's like, you're out here helping me. I said, I just can't do it. I just didn't want it on camera.
Yeah. Because like I said, getting fired over $20 or $50, not worth it.
Yeah.
It's so crazy.
But once again, though, I had a salary job.
Right.
Or at the time, it was probably hourly. It was probably like a 45-hour a week.
Yeah.
So that's different than these servers that are only getting $290 an hour or whatever
if
it is
lucky.
Now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I make more than that.
Tips. Yeah.
But they might live in a big city.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you come out here in the boondocks where we live,
mm-hmm.
I mean, there was nights of bartending on a Tuesday night. You were lucky to walk out with between $30 and $50, you know, you were there for 6 hours for $50.
Yeah. That's not good.
No.
Yeah.
No.
What would be a good night? We're talking hundreds, like 300 or okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
300-400. I mean, I've never personally seen it, but I can only imagine it. You know, in some of these cities where they work at these big clubs, you know, they're making $1,000 a night.
Yeah.
Maybe even more. I don't know. You guys comment if you're a bartender at a big
I'm
place,
sure Sam does.
You know?
Well, we'll ask Sam.
Oh, yeah. We could ask Sam. I'm sure she makes decent money.
Yeah.
She works at a really busy place.
Yeah.
Jay, how much does Sam make? Just kidding. You don't have to tell us. But yeah, it's, you know.
As they're on the beach listening to this,
but
like, really?
Also, Sam has to split it with two other bartenders that are
behind
the bar with
right,
her.
Right, right, right.
Plus, you got the beer runners. You got the door guys.
So they just must have, like, a pitcher or a bucket
yeah.
that everything gets thrown in, and then
right.
they split it all
split
amongst
it all
themselves.
Up.
Okay.
So who's to say you're not running your ass off and this guy's standing over here ain't doing shit,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then you got to split your tips with him.
This just brought up another thing. Last night we were at a bar here locally and they were playing volleyball.
Yeah.
And they have a system where she would come out and get our drinks. But she said, if you want to order food, you got to go to the window.
Oh,
so it's, she said it's two separate things. She explained it to us. You know, I'll bring your drinks and you pay me, but the food has to get paid over here by this window.
Okay.
So I walked over to the window. I ordered everything, completely forgot one dinner for someone.
Oh no.
So I had to go back. But the whole point is when I went back, there was a woman in front of me and she said to the person, I am going to order a large pizza. I don't want to pay $2.50 for you to throw half of the onions on half a pizza. Like, she was very firm and strong and kind of,
Karen,
you know, beating these people up.
Okay,
and
Karen.
Yeah. And it was, I'm listening to this conversation and she kind of explained it three times. I'm not paying $2.50 for you not to put it all over the pizza. And she's like, oh no, I think it's $1.25 for half. This woman put like eight toppings on her pizza.
Oh my
so it
God.
Wouldn't really matter anyways. To me, that's, you know, that's $8 or I don't even know. So, or well, whatever.
You just turned
be.
A $20
bucks.
Pizza into a $40 pizza.
Yeah. Well, I guess it ended up being 25. And the reason why I know it was 25 is because she gave her a 10. Then she gave her a 5. Then she's reaching around in her pocket. She gave her 5 singles or something like that.
Oh my God.
Or
yeah.
Whatever. And then she gave her 4 quarters.
Oh
four,
my
quarters,
God.
4 quarters.
Oh,
and then it was
God.
Like a penny, penny, penny. And then the woman that was behind the window looked at her and she's like, it's 30 cents more. So
oh
she gave her two
God.
More quarters and she was like, keep the rest.
Oh, well, thank you.
I'm like, your Jeez. Pizza is getting spit on
oh
tonight.
Oh my God. I hope they did Parmesan cheese, extra dandruff Parmesan cheese on that pizza.
Couple pubes.
Ew. Sick.
But I couldn't believe it. And then it just reminded me of how much these people get beat up.
Yes.
So then of course I went in to go
and you're
order
like, here's
that
an
dinner.
Extra $5.
I absolutely did. And I had tipped on the first order and I said, I'm actually not going to tip on this one. I said, I was just here before that lady. And she goes, yeah, you gave us a really good tip. Thanks for that. That never happens here. I'm like,
oh
okay.
My God.
You know, and it was 20%,
yeah.
which she actually felt like she needed to thank me for it. So,
that's
I mean,
terrible.
That's just normal to me, but
that's terrible.
Yeah. But the woman that was in front of me gave them, you know, 13 cents or something.
Jesus Christ.
After complaining, she wasn't good. But, you know, then, okay, so, we'll, you know, we'll go on the other side. Maybe that's all she had for the week. But then you shouldn't be out ordering a pizza, right? You shouldn't be.
That lady has millions. That lady has millions
that's
in the
true.
Bank.
That's why I don't have millions because I'm very generous.
Me too.
Right?
Me too. Yeah.
Steve
exactly.
and I always talk about that.
So I wanted to talk about another prank that we used to do that I just remembered the other day.
Excellent. You're giving everyone so many great ideas.
So actually Drew helped me remember this and I was like, I have to put it in my notes right now. I'll forget. So because, Drew was a utility worker. He used to push carts and stuff.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Long, long time ago.
So back in the day, we had the utility guys would wear pagers, right? And if you needed like a carry out or something,
about that.
Right?
Excellent memory. I forgot that they had pagers. That had been like 10 years ago.
I know. So at each register, you would have like a 1, 2, 3, 4. And if you needed one of the utility workers, you would just hit the 1, 2, 3, or 4. Like I would generally hit all 4 because I would never know like who
whoever
had the pager,
can show up fast
know?
Enough.
Yeah.
Or, and then you'd always have all 4 show
yeah.
up.
And so it would beep. It would beep, 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 beep. And they would look at it and it would say like lane 16, you know? So then they'd be like, oh, you paged me, you know, and like clean up, carry out, whatever.
Mm.
So we, this is so evil. We had this older lady cashier. I think actually she got fired for stealing. But me and this one coworker who I miss working with so much because she would crack me up.
Yeah.
We had so much fun. She took the pager and she like hid it behind her register and she just kept pushing the button. So it's like beep, 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 beep. You know, and the lady like look around like, what the hell is that beeping noise? You know, and she'd be like taking care of customers. And the customers would be like, what is that? And she's like, I don't know, you know. because we never knew what the pager sounded like because they heard it outside or whatever, you know, we didn't know what it sounded like. This lady was going fucking nuts.
Serves her right for stealing it.
She's like looking at us like, what the hell is that? And we're like, I don't know, you know, but then we're back there laughing. Oh. We are awesome. So evil.
So awesome.
The good old days. I miss those days. God, we got away with so much shit. Man. So much shit.
I worked at the service desk with one of our friends and he just was always funny. He would disappear for like a few minutes, come back just dying laughing because he did something to somebody.
Yes.
And he could, you know what I mean? And he couldn't even like tell me because he was laughing.
I know who
so
you're talking
hard.
About and you don't even have to say his name.
I am going to tell a story though. I think he listens. I'm not sure if he does
know.
Or not.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I remember when he was kind of a player.
Yeah.
And so I actually had to drop him off sometimes at like where he was meeting people. Cause I don't know why he didn't have a car. I can't remember, but he's great now. He's doing he's very successful now, I believe. Yeah. And he married up.
Yeah. He got booed up.
And I remember that I drove him somewhere to meet someone and a week or two went by and he was kind of laughing about something. I'm like, what? And he was like, well, I started dating this girl. I'm in love. I'm like, okay, I've heard this before, but he's like, no, this girl cooks, cleans, nice body, real pretty, all this kind of stuff. I'm like, really? And he was like, yeah. And it's the store director's sister.
Oh my God.
I'm like, you're dead.
You're so dead. And then he got transferred.
And then he got transferred. He absolutely
And then
got
that store director left anyways.
He did. I know. Bastard. I know. He was so good. He was so good at transferring. I'll never forget that. I'm like, dude, you're gone. You're gone in less
so
than two
funny.
Weeks. And he was transferred. Was. Yep.
Didn't they go to high school together?
I don't know the backstory. And I should absolutely know the backstory, but I don't.
They went to high school together.
Yeah,
I
don't know.
Somehow they rekindled.
You know, he was the kind of person that I would be on one register and he'd be on the other at the service desk. And I would hear him say these really funny lines that customers wouldn't get because he was real witty like that. And I'm not witty. But later on, I would just be laughing about it on the way home. I'm like, did he really just tell that customer that? And it was like so fast that they would just be like, okay, have a good night. But then I think about it later. I'm like, you really said that? You know?
So I remember one time with that same person, I was like, he was on lane and I was behind the service desk and I just started wearing glasses.
Oh.
If you notice, I don't wear glasses.
No, you don't wear glasses.
Because I hated them.
Yeah.
And this is one reason why I hated them. So, you know, the service desk had an entry point and there was countertop on each side, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like walking behind the service desk and he's on lane checking somebody out. And I'm like talking shit, like this kind of ugly chick came through his lane. I'm like, oh, yeah, this is your girlfriend. So I'm looking at him and I'm not watching where I'm walking.
No.
And you know, the side of your glasses, I had real thick like bands.
Yeah.
And I freaking fell right over a cart. I knocked the cart over. I went down. Like, oh my God. I'm like, that's what I get for talking shit.
Now, could you compare the sides of your glasses where you couldn't see with how you can't see in your car?
In my blind spots.
So you can't drive cars and you can't wear glasses. So you got to start working from home.
I'm proud to say I went over 3 speed bumps today and I saw them all.
So the sides of the glasses, I don't know if people will agree with me, but when I was stocking sometimes, and I had to wear them for a while too, when I had my issues and I don't wear them anymore. And so if a customer walked up to me and didn't acknowledge me and say hello, but stood there like for me to acknowledge them, I would pretend I didn't see them in my glasses on the sides because I had the thick arms.
It's perfect excuse. Like,
it's perfect.
Oh, I'm so sorry I didn't see you there.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly I have glasses. I can't see anything.
You know, let's talk about that. I know we touched on it a couple episodes before, but I think that might be another one of my big pet peeves is that people just walk up and start talking to you.
Yeah.
And I notice that I do it too. So I catch myself, you know, instead of acknowledging, you know,
greeting first.
Yeah. Yes. And acknowledging your existence.
Right.
They just immediately.
Where's the paper towels?
Yes. I'm going to talk about deli again or the meat department behind the glass. You know, you walk up and they say, you know, number 4, You know, and they always say, hey, how are you today? And right away you're like, pound of salami. Yeah, pot roast, you know, or
I want brats.
Is that shrimp on sale? You know, so I've caught myself like, I'll take a half a pound of whatever. And I'm like, I'm sorry. Hello. Can I please have a half a pound of? Or can I please have that lobster that, you know, so I can set it free?
You're out here putting
out to Lake Michigan. Can I set him free?
Lobsters in the river.
Wouldn't work. Slow death.
So this just happened to me the other day. So, you know, I work in a store, but I don't work for the store.
Right.
And people all the time are like, oh, do you know? And then I turn around and they're like, oh, do you work here? And I'm like, not really. What can I help you with? That's what I say all the time. So I'm like, I'm cruising with a cart, right? Because we've been pretty busy at work. And I'm like, power walking. And I hear this, excuse me. And I'm like, oh fuck, are they talking to me? And I turn around and she's like, excuse me. And I go, oh yes. And she's like, oh, do you work here? I go, no. And she's like, oh, now your attitude changes.
Oh my
bitch.
Gosh.
I go, no, I don't work here, but what can I help you with?
Yes. That's what I always say. Let me get someone for you.
Yeah. No, I usually just help them
if it's close, right?
You know, well, I have a coupon for 37 ounces of Tide, and you seem to only have 48 or 60.
48 or.
So I go, okay, well, let's take a look at the shelf. Here. Oh, it's empty. Sorry. Right next to it is a sticker that says, sorry, we're out of stock. We will restock as soon as we get more. Oh, they don't have any. They got one kind and it's gone because there's a fucking coupon for it.
Yeah.
And everybody's buying it, bitch.
You're late to the game. Step away from the battery box.
Look at the fucking shelf tags, okay?
I know.
Some stores even have pictures of the product.
I don't even think customers try.
No, they don't.
Especially if they think someone is walking past them that works for the store.
Right.
You know, I don't think they try at all.
No, they're just.
I mean,
like,
I'm pretty sure I've been that customer too. Oh, do you know what I did?
What'd you do?
We were at a store on Sunday morning and we were shopping and I could not find something. I can't remember what it was. So I must've found it.
Yeah.
I could not find it. So I'm watching this gentleman who I swear works for the store, but he has hands behind his back and he was just kind of like looking at the end caps.
Yeah.
And I was like, like I like kind of was
didn't
like,
want to be
I didn't
that person.
Want it. And I know I like, and then I think Steve was with me. He looked back at me like, will you get it out already? He doesn't work here. You know, like stop. But the way he was like kind of moving stuff, I think he was waiting for his family to shop. So he was just being polite. He's like straightening out the end cap.
He's facing the shelves.
He was totally facing the shelves.
He must've worked retail at some point in his life.
I did end up asking him though. And he was like, no. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. I said, I thought you were facing the shelf or, you know, stocking the shelf. He just kind of like smiled at me like you're not good.
That's so funny. You're like, then don't touch shit that you ain't gonna buy.
I find myself doing that. I'll shop for cans of beans
or whatever.
And I move the stuff forward.
Not me.
Especially at the place I go to. I go early in the morning. They just got done facing all the aisles.
So
it
you
looks
take
beautiful.
One and then put one
and
back
I put
in
one
place.
Back in its
oh
place.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So
not
no
me.
Wonder I'm there and people are like, do you work here? I'm like, no. And they're like, why are you facing
then
it?
Then why are you making it look pretty, you weirdo?
Oh man.
Yeah.
I may have mentioned this before.
I go buy and knock shit over.
Oh my God. No, you don't. You just fall over carts.
That was hilarious.
I think I might have mentioned this before too, in earlier episodes, but like it all is in the approach and in the greeting. When I worked with you,
right?
If a customer walked up and was really rude, shoved their phone in my face and said, can you help me find this? I'm like, I don't work here.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of like would hide my badge. Like you ain't going to get my time talking like that. Or if they were really nice and say, I'm so sorry to bother you. Do you work here? Can you help me with this?
Yeah.
And even if I'm at a store and I'm not working and someone's very nice and we're just like standing in the cereal aisle and they're looking for checks or something.
Yes.
And they look over and say, can you please help me find the blue box? Yes, I can help you find it.
Yeah.
But if you walk up to me and say, where is this? I'm not going to help you. I'm sorry.
I know.
I
always,
I don't know why I feel like
people.
I need to teach them a lesson, but it just makes me feel better.
You know, and sometimes I want to be like, not with that attitude, you know, like that's what you want to say to them.
Yeah.
I'm not going to help you with that attitude.
I know. And of course we don't because we're nice.
It costs $0 to be kind.
Just be
nice.
Yeah. Just be kind. That's all. That's all I ask.
We have talked about, we never know what people are going through, but
yes, we have.
At some points, I don't give a shit. Maybe I'm going through something too.
Yeah. You're still not going to walk up to someone and say something rude, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
So you know what I did?
What'd you do?
To make my time go fast in retail. I'm going to tell everybody my secret. So when I compliment someone as a friend, family member, I truly mean it.
Yeah.
But what I would do if a customer, because, you know, when we used to wear like the bright shirts that said we were leaders, you know, there's other stores that like they had to wear suit and ties. Like everyone looked the same. You know, that it just, you just never knew who was a leader or not. So if someone would walk up to me, I had this game I played for probably 7 years. If they walked up to me and they were really rude, I would still help them. And then I would compliment them on the ugliest thing they were wearing.
Oh my God.
Yep. And for me, I would say,
you're like, I love that bracelet.
Oh my God, I love those shoes. And they would be like gross plaid, like walk through the mud. And they'd be like, oh, and they would like totally tell me where they bought them from. And I'm like, I'm never shopping
Now I'm boycotting that place.
Yeah, exactly.
They only serve Karens apparently.
So if you want to entertain yourself, I totally would do that.
Oh,
I love
wait.
That haircut, Karen haircut. I love how they shaved the back but kept the front long. How do you spike the back up like that? It's Oh my God, what product do you use?
It's a reverse mullet.
Oh yeah, absolutely. How do you get it to stick straight up? What kind of mousse? God. Show me.
Show me. Take me to it. Like you made me take you to this bread.
In the bread aisle. So yeah, that's how I entertain myself.
That is so funny. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the customer that would come in and he was a numerologist guy?
A numerologist.
Oh, my, or I don't know how you would say it. He would walk up to you and he would say, when's your birthday?
Oh, I don't know if I know that guy.
And I was warned about him, so I gave him a fake like.
Really?
You know, I said, you know, 10-1, you know, 86. 86. Something. What?
He's wow.
That's my year. Okay. And he would add all the numbers up like within a second and he would say, okay, so you're a Libra. This is what's going to happen in the next 3 days. And here's your numerology and here's your numbers and all this kind of stuff. And he,
really?
Then if you gave him any sort of attention, he would talk to you forever. I got suckered into it once. Someone warned me about him. And so I knew not to give Mike my true.
Yeah.
But then I thought, actually, he's really good at it. Maybe I should have given him. But then I would see him later on, like, and he would come around and I would just kind of go around the corner and go stock something else or face something else or go in the back room.
I avoid people all
the time. Yeah, because I got stuck often talking to people a lot because they would catch me and I just love talking. Obviously, that's why we have this podcast. I love talking. And so I would get stuck talking to people and he was one of them. And
I would always feel bad, like, people would come up to the service desk to like pay their bill or whatever.
Yeah.
And then they would be like, yeah, my dog died. And I'd be like, oh no. And then they got to tell me the whole life story of the dog. And I'm just like looking at the people behind them. Like, I don't know. I don't know how to get this person to move.
Oh my gosh.
I was terrible about that. Sometimes I would just be like still talking to him and like, oh yeah, I can help you. And I'd help this person.
Yes.
Like not even really acknowledge a poor person, but I knew they didn't care. They just wanted to do their shit and get the fuck out.
Yes.
And just still talk to this person about their dead dog.
Yes. I've been on both sides of that. Yeah. I've been on where I've had to do that as well, where it was like, you're kind of walking along the, you know, the service desk is real long and the person won't stop talking. You're the only one up there and everyone behind is rolling their eyes.
Yeah.
So you're kind of walking that person to the end of the counter.
Right.
Okay. I gotta go. There's more people, you know, I'm going to go help this person now. And then I've been the customer behind where, you know, and you can see the cashier or the person at the service desk is looking at you like, I'm sorry.
They're like,
I'm sorry.
A freaking deer in headlights. Like, I don't know what to do.
That just happened.
So if you witness that, just walk up and intervene and be like, oh my God, your dog, and just slide your credit card bill payment to the cashier.
Yes. Yes. While using that person's checkbook for making you wait. Really make their day.
It's blank. Just go ahead and fill it out on the register.
I was just at the register. I have my favorite place that I shop in the morning.
Yes.
And this woman had all the time in the world. You could tell she was on vacation. She had the Hawaiian shirt on.
Oh my God.
And she went to the cashier that asks about everything.
No.
That one. You know, do you have like people that don't eat meat? And soy milk. Do you like soy milk or almond milk?
What's in this
and
soy milk?
And she does not, you know, okay, so we're going to talk about she wears glasses. So maybe she doesn't see me on the sides.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Maybe she doesn't see me approach with just my four things for the day. But this woman was like, it's the wrong credit card. And, you know, I have it. And she's, it's the whole, her whole life story.
God.
So for me, I'm thinking, I'm giving her the benefit of the doubt. Maybe she just lost somebody. Maybe she, you know, I mean, she wasn't, I would say she's only like 10 years older than me.
Yeah.
Maybe she's lonely. Maybe she's a happy cat woman. Maybe she just lost her husband and she just, this is her time out to talk to people.
Right.
But you have to have some kind of conscience that you're standing there for 5, 6, 7 minutes.
Yeah.
When you really need to stop that conversation.
When you should have only been there for 2 minutes.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. But the lady wasn't paying attention. The cashier, were normally, they're very, cashiers are
right.
amazing at looking around and I don't know what it is. It's that hand-eye coordination and then you can look around and still type in avocados and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
This woman is not like that. So she was like zoomed in to the to the customer and they were just having this conversation. I'm looking around and there's a woman that, here's another thing. I'm just going to keep going today.
Yeah.
The leader of the front end was pretending to fill candy. She could see what was happening and didn't want to open her lane because what happens when she opens her little express lane, she gets stuck there for probably a good 30 minutes. So I'm sure she's got something
she's like
where she's got
to
finish.
Check dates.
Oh yeah, she was not. She would walk all the way to the express lane. There's only, and I shouldn't say all the way, but there's maybe 12 lanes. She would walk all the way to her express lane, pick out like a couple Snickers bars, walk to lane 4, see if they needed it. Walk all the way back to the express lane.
Oh my
grab
God.
Some more bars. Walk back over to lane 9. Walk off, and I'm like, come on.
She's trying to get her steps.
Come on.
For the
she's
day.
Trying to get her steps in. She's ignoring. She's got a really bad haircut.
Oh
it's like
my God.
From the 80s.
Stop it.
So
I love people who still have haircuts from the 80s.
Because
you know what?
They
it
can
proves
rock it.
If you hold on to something long enough, it will come back into style.
I don't know if her style is gonna come back. But mark my word, it might, right? We'll just talk about it now. We'll add it to the calendar.
Some of the songs. I'm like,
yeah.
Is this an old song or a new song?
I know.
It's crazy.
But I couldn't believe it. And I think that if I was anyone else, I probably would have stopped her and said, hey, can you get this going
hey, excuse
here?
Excuse me.
I mean, it was truly longer than my patience could handle.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of patience.
Yeah.
And I didn't. The guy behind me was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You know, you could hear him swearing. He's looking at me like, say something. I'm like, you
right.
say something.
You say something.
Yeah. And then I finally got there. I'm bagging my
like
own
when
groceries.
I was in the line
I'm
at the
like,
hotel.
Let's go, bitch.
Yeah. When I was in the line at the hotel and I was like, I've been trying to call for weeks. And everyone's like, yeah, me too. I'm starting to ride in this place.
That's exactly what was happening. I forgot about that. You just said, oh, that's good. That guy danced. I'm like, what? What are you talking about? This morning was so long ago.
I know. So today I'm doing my work, whatever, you know, and I'm looking for a specific product. We got sent a message. We want pictures of a specific product in the freezer section, blah, 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 blah. So I go wandering over there. Stop what I'm doing. I go wandering over there. So I find the product. I'm making it look nice. Go to take a picture. And I see something out of the corner of my eye. And the store that I'm at is in the city and it has a gym connected to it. So you always see people like, you know, they're in their workout gear.
Oh, yeah,
they're
yeah.
like, they got their yoga mats and their shopping bags and stuff like that, you know? So I turn around and this guy is just bopping. He is bopping hard. He's got his hips going. He's standing there. He's got his AirPods in, you know? And I'm like, I start laughing because clearly he is homosexual.
Oh, okay.
Which I love gay guys, right?
Yeah.
They're so funny. So
he was dancing like nobody was watching,
oh
but somebody
God.
Was.
Oh my God. It was so funny. So I start laughing and he like whips around and he like takes out his ear pod. He's like, oh, sorry. I'm just super jamming out right now.
Oh, that's
and
awesome.
And I was like, bro, keep jamming. You rock it. You know? And he was so cute, of course.
Oh.
And then he's like, do you know where this, and I don't even remember what he said. You know. I showed him where it was. Yeah, that's right over here. Whatever.
Oh, that's
oh, he
so
was
fun.
Looking for the meatless brats.
Oh, yes.
I was like, it just worked out. You can't have what you, it's no carb. Meat is no carb. Why can't you have meat?
I cannot shop after working out. I mean, was he freezing? That's, I don't know how you do that.
I
just sweat like
he
an
was
animal.
Full of energy.
So, and I'm not good looking like he was. So
stop it. It was funny. Though.
I just wouldn't do it.
I just turned around. And I was just like watching him. He's just boop, 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 boop. Gay guys are so much fun. I love having gay guy friends.
kind of a
It's like Chicks, but like without, well, I can't even say without the drama because some of them are super drama.
Yeah.
But, you know, generally they're just like cool chicks.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to be friends with them.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, there is someone that works at the store downtown, and every single time I see him, I say, oh my God, I love your eyebrows. And he goes, thanks. Like, you know, he works on those things for a very long time.
Okay. So
unless he gets them like waxed or threaded.
Yeah.
I mean, they are perfect. Perfect. And they, you know, they say that your eyebrows don't have to be twins. They have to be sisters or whatever.
No, they're cousins.
Cousins. His are twins.
Really?
They are perfect.
They don't have perfect. To be twins. They just
and
gotta
his
be
skin
cousins.
Skin is perfect. I think he... He works like an animal all day, but then I think he just goes home and puts like cucumbers on and
like
goes to the spa.
Mask.
Oh yeah, absolutely. He's walking around with some kind of mask and
so
lotion
funny.
Everywhere. I'm like, ugh.
So one of my best friends has a gay brother, right?
Okay.
And I went to like 3 different stores in a day and I was like, oh my God, is that him? And I was like, no, his eyebrows would never look like that.
You know? Exactly.
Because it's like when we still had masks on,
yes.
So I couldn't really see. Then I go to the next store and I was like, oh my God, is that him? Like, this is so weird. And then I was like, he would never let his hair grow like that.
I know. I have some friends that I feel so ugly next to because they are on point. It doesn't matter what their hairstyle
is. You have the perfect
is.
Eyebrows.
No, I mean, no. I'm talking like gay eyebrows are so perfect. Like my friend in the city, like every single time I see him, I'm like, just when I think you can't get any more perfect, and here you are with your suit on and your awesome shirt.
God.
And where do you shop? And I just want to be him for a day because the
That's
hair is
so
perfect.
Funny. Yeah.
It's like these super perfect linglets. And,
yeah.
You know, and I think I met his boyfriend once, the same.
Really?
Perfect teeth. They sit there and whiten them with their masks on and their cucumbers, and they probably do each other's eyebrows.
They do each other's eyebrows. That's
or they
what
got
it
a
is.
Friend that owns a salon.
Yeah.
I'm like, really?
Aww.
Why you gotta be so perfect?
Can you do my eyebrows?
That's, I know, I'll ask
I
him.
I don't ever do my eyebrows.
Who do you, yeah, I should ask them. You know, who
yeah.
does your skin?
Yeah.
Because I need it.
Yeah. And they're going to be
can
like,
can they make me look 20 years younger?
They're like, it's Stridex pads.
Yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely. They ain't going to tell their secrets. They are absolutely not going to tell their secrets because they know they look good. They don't want anybody else looking better than them.
That's what I said. I was like, you know, generally gay guys look pretty good. Is it because they're gay? And
oh,
like
I
they
don't
care
know.
More about looks.
I will ask some of my friends,
you know, because
yeah.
like my husband is clearly not homosexual. And, you know, he grows, his beard gets all rugged and,
yeah.
you know, he goes out in the nerdiest clothes. I make fun of him all the time. Like
mm-hmm.
I bought him, they're sleeping shorts, right? So they're like essentially boxers and they
mm-hmm.
have pockets in them. He tries to wear that shit to the store. I'm like, babe, if you want to go in your pajamas, like, you know, you're like sleeping pants
yes,
in the middle of winter.
6 a.m.
Like,
when no one's going to see
yeah,
you.
But those, you are not allowed to leave the house. They're like super short.
Oh my gosh.
When I, you know, because my husband's a little older than me. Everybody yeah. who listens, well, maybe not everybody, but most people that listen that know us know my husband's much older than me. So he was, you know, super into the Bulls. When they won like the 6 world champions or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if that's what it was. But anyways, he had these shorts, these Bulls shorts when I met him. And I saw a picture of him when he was probably 22 wearing these shorts. And I met him and he was like 37 and he still had these shorts. And I was like,
does he still have them today?
Absolutely not. Let's just say I cleaned out the closet and the drawers.
Of bull shorts.
Yeah. He has like every year he has a picture with his daughter, right? They went and got their pictures taken.
Oh, yeah.
And she was born in like 89 or something mm-hmm. like that, you know? So like, I think she even had a mullet then, you know?
Oh.
And he would wear these like sweaters, right? Like the
Christmas sweaters or
well,
the.
Like the Bill Cosby sweaters.
Yes, yes,
right?
yes, yes.
You know
yes.
what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you still have these sweaters? Like it's 2012 and you still have these sweaters.
Hey, you just
like
said
19-
about the 80s haircut that it all comes back. He has a reason for this.
I should have kept the damn sweaters.
You should have kept the sweaters because guess what? They're wearing
they're
the sweaters again.
Now. I could have made some big bucks
yeah,
off of those sweaters.
Absolutely. See, you can't say one thing about the haircut and then say something about your husband's sweaters because he was doing the same thing as 90s chick.
Yeah, you know, I just didn't think that those were going to come back.
Yeah. But back to my gay friends.
Yeah.
If they wore a sweater like that, they would make it look so cool.
Good.
Like, you wouldn't look at it and be like, that's a vintage sweater. No, you would say, oh, that's the styles now?
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to be looking at in a window at the department store?
At the Calvin Klein store?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
God. I forget the name of those sweaters that Bill Cosby always wore.
Coogie.
Coogie sweaters.
Is it Coogie?
I don't
it's
know.
It's not Coogie.
I don't. Let's ask her again.
Coogie.
It's Coogie. C-O-O-G-I. And I'm looking now and it's $500 a sweater.
Yeah.
You could have just
stopped.
You wouldn't even had been working right
he
now.
He didn't have those ones. I mean, they were like
you never
lookalikes.
Know. You never know. Lookalikes. He doesn't have any more sweaters, huh? No sweaters to sell?
Why do I think that's so funny?
I don't know. Let's bring them back. Let's just do it.
The Coogie?
Yeah.
Coogie?
Yeah.
Coogie.
Coogie. Coochie. Like
roast
your
beef.
Shark coochery board.
My shark coochie board that I'm going to bring over here.
Your coochie board. Bring that.
My sister made me join a charcuterie board page on Facebook.
Oh my gosh, I bet they're amazing.
I see the people are making the roses now with like the champagne and wine glasses. I'm gonna try it.
Oh my gosh.
I'm gonna try it. I'll post pictures.
Oh my gosh.
I'll post pictures on the Instagram.
I was gonna say share it with us. Yeah, so we can show everyone else.
Yeah.
I see that is probably one of the reasons why I never add myself to those kind of pages because there's always someone better. And I just look and admire.
It.
Well, I just look and admire and I'm like, I would never do that. Why am I even on this page?
I know you mine's not going to be the best, but
I
I'm
going
to make
up
for
it. When I used to eat meat, I would roll up a piece of like salami and cheese and be like, yeah, looks like a flower. That's my shark cooch board or whatever you're saying. Now people are like making like animals and you know, it's like Mufasa or the Lion King, or I'm sure you're going to go on that page and someone's going to do Cruella.
Oh God.
Right. You're going to see it.
That.
Someone's going to do it. It's going to be her face with meat and cheese.
I can't wait for that.
Yep. That's why I can't even be on those pages. Cause I'm like, man, these people are amazing. Who has got the time? Not
so,
me.
Speaking of Cruella, another movie.
I saw that twice, by the way.
You did?
I did.
My sister was like, I'm going to watch Cruella. She's like, it's on Disney Plus. And she's like, fuck that. It's $29.99.
Oh, yeah. It's a solid
like,
2 hours.
I thought so because it's in the theaters. Theaters are opening back up now. They're going to make you pay for that shit.
Yep.
All this free Netflix and shit.
Yeah.
That's going to end real quick. Everything's opening back up. So speaking of movies, though, because I just posted my memory the other day. Of Anthony Bourdain passing away.
Yes, yes.
And it's so sad. And I've never met the guy. I don't know the guy, but I loved him so much. And they're making a movie about his life, and I can't wait for
it
to come out.
Yeah, you even have a couple t-shirts, right?
I just have one.
Just the one? Wow.
Of him flipping them off and say, drink with locals whenever possible. Drink heavily with locals whenever possible.
So you used to watch all his shows?
Oh, my God.
And tell me a little bit more about what he did. I don't watch TV too often. So
he was, like, started out washing dishes when he was a kid in a kitchen, you know, and worked his way up to a chef. The first big thing that I think he did was he wrote a book.
Oh, wow.
And it was about his struggles, like, in the chef world. It wasn't, like, a cookbook or anything like that.
Oh, okay.
You know, he's the one who always says, like, if you work in the industry, you have to have an addiction, whether it's to drugs, alcohol, sex, something. Like,
gambling.
You have to be fucked up in the head in order to work in that industry, right?
In the food industry, like being a chef.
Yeah.
Or just and that industry itself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Serving, bartending.
Okay.
Cooking, cleaning, anything, you know? And then he started, I think it was CNN actually picked him up, and he started doing, you know, a show where he traveled the world.
Wow. Did he used to have like a YouTube or something? That's how they found him? Or how you just don't go and find someone that's not on social, right?
Well, social media wasn't big back then.
So I wonder how they found him. Maybe he applied or
his book.
Oh, sorry. Yes.
No, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay.
I think that's how they found him was his book. And, you know, because he wrote so well, I think he was also like secretly a journalist or something.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, But he would go to like the most random places. He did not go to Paris to look at the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
You know, you drive by, you look at it. That's not what you're there for. He would go find the locals. He would go to local places and eat and drink because, you know, if you say you go to Mexico, you don't want to go to Chili's in Mexico.
Right.
You
right.
want to go find where all the locals eat,
okay.
you know, and where they have drinks and relax and where they go after work and real life, you
yeah.
know? So he like super inspired me to like travel.
Oh,
know?
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So, and I miss him so much.
Wow. And how many years has it been?
3 years.
3 years. Wow.
3 years yesterday.
And you shared it. Yeah. Yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. They say it was suicide. People are convinced that like he knew stuff. I really do believe that he took his own life. Everybody's like, but he was happy. He was making money. He was making shows. That doesn't mean he was happy.
What do you mean he knew stuff?
Like, I don't, you know, there's like a bunch of drama going on with like supposedly the, you know, like Ellen and Oprah and Lady Gaga and all those people and the Andrachrome and drinking baby's blood and molesting kids.
Which is too much for him.
You know, stuff like that. Not that that stuff, you know, I believe that shit happens in Hollywood that should not happen, especially with children who grow up in Hollywood, which is really scary. But anyways, you know, like people are saying like he knew stuff and he was going to like write a book about it or something and they offed him. I don't believe it, you know, like... I think he was an addict. He overcame his addiction and wrote his book and had his show. And I think he still did not feel fulfilled. And that's what we're going to learn about in this movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
So was he ever a chef or he would just go visit and be the recipient of the food? Oh,
yeah,
he was a chef.
So for a long time.
Would he be able to like taste food and then like guess what they've put in it? And talk about it.
You know,
you have to remember, I've never seen it.
Yeah,
so I know who he is.
Like,
and
he would go to like Africa and eat some weird shit, you know? Like,
oh, maybe I did see it once. Where,
yeah.
I mean, it was some kind of
it was
bug or animal that was out there that you would never even think of trying. But then he went to go try it and you could see his face. Like, I may have watched
there
one
was
or
a
two
couple
now,
times I where, I mean, he would never say no to anything.
Because
but,
he would want to try it and
right.
it was for the show, right?
Right. And, you know, yeah, you don't want to say no, but he would. You could just tell he would be like, oh, that was fucking disgusting.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, like, I think in Alaska, they do, like, they take fish and they ferment it in, like, seal fat. And it's really, you got to think that is not good at all.
Yeah.
But he'd try it, you know.
Yeah.
He would try everything. So No Reservations is the name of the show
okay.
that he was on.
What was the name of his book? I mean, what an interesting life to be around food.
Yeah. Kitchen Confidential. That's the book that he wrote.
Before he started traveling.
Yeah. And it looks like, what is this one called? The Nasty Bits? Oh, yes. Okay. So collected variety cuts, usable trim, scraps, and bones.
Would he go into dangerous places?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's what I loved about him is he would, you know, he showed the world. This is what I put in my post. He showed the world that even in like the ugliest and most dangerous countries, there are good, hopeful, nice people, you know, like that are welcoming to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he would go into the Middle East. You know, a lot of people are scared to go to the Middle East because we're always at conflict with the Middle East and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some very nice people over there, you know, that would welcome you in. And you find most places around the world, besides the United States, you go anywhere else and people would be like, oh, you're traveling and you're hungry and you don't have any money. Come to my house. I'll feed you.
Yeah.
I'll give you a place to stay. You can wash up, you know, like.
Yeah.
That's how people should be.
And that's,
know?
You know, I've heard of a lot of people that go backpacking and that's what they do. They just stay in different areas. And
like when we took in the Canadians, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. But yeah. So, you know, it's just like I said, like that's like the greatest thing about him.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if that's why he didn't kill himself is because he saw so much nasty of the world,
mm-hmm.
you know, being in the TV business. You know, stuff like
that. Yeah,
he
you never
probably
know.
Probably really struggled with that, that he had to like do this media thing.
Yeah.
When really he just wanted to go live his life and travel and eat food and drink and have fun. You know? So
yeah.
And meet nice people and not commercialize it. Yeah. So yeah, that's
now
what
I'm
like
wondering if you ever found like his most favorite dish, but wasn't able to have it here in the States because it was something so rare in a country. Well, I'll have to look him up.
I don't know.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Very, very interesting.
Yeah. So
yeah, no, that was a very nice post yesterday.
I know they still
I need to look
play,
into him.
Yeah.
Into
I know
him
they
more.
Still play, replays. You know, they do repeat
okay.
shows.
Yeah,
on
I hardly
CNN.
Ever watch TV,
I know.
But
have you watched Waiting yet?
No.
This is the third time I'm asking her.
That's probably more than that.
The best pretzels.
You know, can we shout out to
yeah.
that? Those owners are so sweet. It's the Richmond Brathaus,
yep.
but it's spelled Brathaus. It's
yep.
in Richmond, Illinois.
Yeah.
They are the nicest people.
Yes. Gina and Jerry.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
You would not, it would not be a mistake to stop there.
I know.
For,
I know.
Julia's favorite drink now is the Blue Hawaiian or
yeah,
something.
That thing
she had two
delicious.
Of them. Yeah. Plus whatever shots anybody bought her.
And they have pretzels the size of pizza boxes.
It's a pretzel that comes with three different sauces,
yeah.
right? And
yeah.
it's amazing. And they have, obviously it's a brat house.
Yeah.
So
they have
all these different kinds of brats.
Yeah.
They have a great veggie burger that yep. Julie and I will get.
They got schnitzel.
They carry some real good beers.
Yeah, it's a great
so
place
you got,
to
yep,
go.
Yep, Richmond, Illinois. Check it out.
If you're
check
ever
it out.
In the area.
The rapper stops in there.
Uh-huh.
On his way up to Lake Geneva with the big clock. What's his name?
Shut up.
Swear to God.
Flava Flav?
Flava Flav stops into the Richmond Brathaus. I'm going to show
Richmond.
You the article, and if I'm wrong,
shut
I'll take this
up.
Off. He stops there on the way. He's got friends up in Lake Geneva.
Flava Flav.
And I don't think it was last year, but 2 years ago, he stops in there, and it was all in the local news around here that he stops in at the Richmond Brathaus for a drink or food or whatever, and then goes up to see his friend. I'm going to show you the article.
Oh my God, that's so
great.
Yeah.
Oh, they're such great people.
I know.
Yeah,
I love them.
They treat us good when we're there. So
yeah, they do. Always.
Yep. And I signed us up starting July 1st for the podcast awards.
Yeah.
So very excited for that. So we really didn't fall under anything. Like there wasn't anything that had to do with retail.
Right.
We're comedy, but we're more than comedy.
Yeah.
There was like obviously male podcast, you know, so I went under female podcast
yes.
hosts.
Yes.
I did that. That was the best one.
Which I thought was
so
perfect.
I think
yeah.
it will, you know, we probably won't win. There's so many great podcasts out there. We follow quite a few of them on
yeah.
Instagram, but it's such great exposure.
Yeah.
So starting July 1st, we'll post about it and
yeah.
and talk about voting and stuff.
You guys will
so
have to go out and vote for us.
Yeah. Yeah. Very exciting. So, well, this was great. This was so good.
Because we're in 14 countries now, right?
We are in 14 countries, yes.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Yeah, it's excellent.
It's so
excellent.
Cool. I'm mm-hmm. so glad that you guys in other countries have the same retail issues
yeah,
we do.
I'm sure. I'm sure. And every week it gets better and better with our analytics, like our numbers. It's so cool. And our podcast host, they just changed over to a 2.0. There's so many more numbers to see.
Really?
Oh my gosh. It's amazing. There's so many more things that you can look at and, you know, dial down and see what's going on.
Awesome.
So that'll really help us.
Yeah.
So,
good.
Very exciting. Thanks everyone who keeps listening, and thanks for all the text messages
thanks
and Snapchat
supporting us. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah. Thank you guys. Thanks for listening every week. We have a lot of fun doing this, so we
absolutely.
Hope you enjoy it.
And if you want to come on, send us a message.
Ooh,
We love guests. Yes, yes. You have to be local. Got to be local. You got to come see us.
I mean, unless you want to fly in and, you know. No,
I'm not paying for it yet.
Stay the night at a hotel.
But that means I have to go out with us the night before. So that's all right.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Go do some shopping. See if we can start some shit
yeah,
at
we
a
can
store.
Start some. We could start some. We could find some Gucci sweaters.
Some Gucci. Googie.
Googie.
I think it's Googie.
Googie sweaters. We'll go spend $500 on some Googie sweaters.
Maybe we'll find one at the local Goodwill.
Yes.
That somebody donated 20 years ago.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Now I'm going to be looking for
if
it.
If I find one, you're getting it.
Halloween.
We could be different versions of Bill Cosby.
I don't know if I want to do that.
Walk around with pudding all night.
All right, we're done.
All right.
Now okay. We just got all crazy.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
This podcast is brought to you by Nametag Productions, LLC.
Entire podcast, unless otherwise stated, written by the hosts. Drums, written and performed by my son, Steven. The Clopin Effect, a retail podcast. If we have to be all in this together, we might as well make it fun.